This week, 6 months after the police killing of unarmed Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, lawmakers in that state began considering changing state law to require police officers to wear video cameras and name tags and to limit the use of deadly force. How to do that? There are taser guns, pepper spray, beanbag guns. We'll talk about those in a minute. But in Ferguson, police have begun training with the alternative, a device that's intended to make real bullets less than lethal. Christian Ellis is founder of Alternative Ballistics. They make the device. We reached him at the airport in Ferguson. He's just trained the police there. And Christian, we understand your device is kind of a ball that captures a bullet. The device stays clipped to your belt. When it's needed, it's docked to a normal handgun barrel. So tell us, what does it do?
Well, when the bullet's fired, the bullet goes down the barrel, creates a lot of heat and friction, and embeds itself inside of this cavity. It's an alloy cavity, a metal alloy, and it travels down the intended path of the bullet and knocks the suspect down, breaking some ribs. We equivalent it to an airbag for a bullet. And what I mean by that is if you got into a car wreck at 40 miles an hour and the airbag's deployed, there's a chance that could kill you, but the risk is worth the reward. And the same thing goes with this product. But I want to make this very clear. This is not for reactive situations for law enforcement. This is in those situations where they have plenty of time to make the decision to transition to this device. Under no circumstances do we want to put law enforcement in danger. What we're trying to do is give an option in lethal force.
So you've said a couple of things. First of all, this isn't for when police have their guns drawn and they know that they're in a situation where perhaps somebody also has a gun. This is for a situation where perhaps somebody has been acting out, maybe has a knife, they've had some time to deal with this person, and the person is maybe then confronting them. Because that's the biggest criticism. How do police take those few seconds where they have to make a decision to take this clip off their belt and put it on the gun?
Correct, and they would never use it under those circumstances.
Right.
I'll give you a good example. You may have a mentally unstable person that picks up a weapon and is pacing back and forth, and the officers are trying to talk that person down. They can keep their distance with our technology, apply this safely, and utilize this by knocking the person down, hurting them, but not having the bullet penetrate. In those situations, it gives the officer another option in lethal force,
okay,
not when the officer's in immediate danger or any innocent bystanders are in immediate danger.
But you also described this ball in a barrel that sort of slows, is it an airbag for the bullet, and slows it down. We understand you're selling this directly from your company to police divisions. It hasn't been tested by any government agency. You've only tested it on gel, foam. It's never been used on a human. How do you know that it's going to be effective?
Well, we brought in the industry's leading experts, PhDs, to help conduct our human effects studies. We have done everything to NIJ standards, which is the National Institute of Justice. They have set the standards for testing. They can tell you what type of injuries are going to happen to the person, more than likely. That's exactly what we've done here.
Yeah. Well, and we understand that this device only affects that first bullet. If they have to fire a second time, that bullet will not be protected by the airbag ball.
Correct. So everything detaches from the weapon. The gun goes back to full battery instantaneously. Before it can even cycle in a new round, everything's gone from the weapon, and the officer has their bullets to now address that situation. Because we have seen in the past, with many cases, there's people that are on illicit substances, and they will keep coming through multiple bullets, and we want to make sure that that officer's safe, and we want to make sure that the public's safe, so when it can safely be applied. It's not a cure-all, and it's not a magic bullet, but what it is it's another option for police officers when they can safely apply it.
Well, you know, in social media, your gun is being dismissed by a lot of gun enthusiasts. They note that it looks sort of like a clown nose, so some are calling it the bozo bullet. For the reasons that we said, they worry that it's take too long to think of using it, and that it may not be as safe as and non-lethal as you think. But how are the police in Ferguson responding to it?
I think the police, they had their reservations, and anyone who knows about firearms is instantly going to have some concerns and reservations about this technology, and I understand that. But what they're missing is the specific application it's to be used in. Now, this is going to break some ribs. It's an alloy ball that weighs roughly 40 grams, traveling at about 170 miles an hour. When that hits you, it's going to put some serious hurt on the person, like I said, probably break some ribs, fracture a sternum, but we're diminishing the risk of death. And I'll tell you what, there has not been one person or one law enforcement agency anywhere in the world that has taken the time to look at this technology, shoot it, and not instantly become a believer in the viability and the value in this technology.
Thank you so much, Christian. We're going to let you catch that plane. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Christian Ellis, founder of Alternative Ballistics, they make the gun attachment called the Alternative that he says makes a bullet less than lethal. Let's bring in former New York City police officer and prosecutor Eugene O'Donnell. He now teaches at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. So, Eugene, an airbag for a bullet, slowing it down, making it less lethal, used only in cases where there is time. Your thoughts?
It's a sad state of affairs that in 2015, this is where we are. This should be the top priority in the country. Where is the political leadership? The published reports say the Ferguson police found this guy with a Google search. This is where we are in this country.
Well, we wondered
how
about that.
How have we not fast-tracked, created challenge money to create a reliable, non-lethal weapon which will immobilize people? This is some sort of technology, but we know the Pentagon has some great technology that can actually immobilize people, perhaps painfully. We need to fast-track this. We're so far behind. The idea that in this late stage that a police officer has to use a firearm, and it makes you wonder, is it the firearms lobby? What's going on in this country that this would not be at the top? Where is the Congress on this? Why wouldn't there be one member of Congress? Where, the Black Caucus, Rand Paul, Secretary Clinton, why aren't people championing once and for all the end of using firearms to get people into custody?
Well, this is your point. You want fewer firearms, maybe no firearms, a non-lethal weapon. But to your point that here's a guy, well-intentioned, he wants to stop deaths by firearms. But as Chuck Wexler of the Police Executive Research Forum says, why isn't there a national policy or guideline for this, for police departments? And I'm thinking, as I'm listening to him, he says it was fully tested and vetted, but when he said it might break some ribs, well, if it hits your head, what might it do? Go from there to overall your thinking about this idea of less non-lethal weapons in general. We know a beanbag gun recently killed a 95-year-old man. A young girl here in Boston was killed by a rubber bullet.
That's right. We need a weapon that can immobilize, principally immobilize the hands, and that will invariably hit the target. Police officers are bad shots, as a general rule, 80% miss rate. We need a device that will immobilize the hands. It would be icing on the cake if, when the event was over, the person's hands were actually handcuffed, for lack of a better term. And I can't believe in this country, with the technology leaps and we're making, it just, the more you hear about it, we have been talking about this for decades now, goo guns and other kinds of devices. And the idea that at this late stage, this would not be at the top of the agenda, the idea that 17,000 police departments are all running around in their own direction, they've got to do a Google search to find a vendor selling a product where there's a bunch of products, to me, this is mind-boggling. It makes you wonder why do people want to continue to have these shoot-don't-shoot conversations, or do we want to solve the problem once and for all?
Well, and we're thinking of Fruitvale as well, a young man killed in California because a police officer thought he'd reached for his taser when he actually reached for his gun and shot and killed him. You're saying fewer guns, but you know there are police. I'm thinking of former Missouri Police Major Steve I. James, who said deadly force is the most likely thing to repel deadly force. You say what?
I say that categorically, if you can mobilize someone immediately, reliably, instantaneously, that is the answer.
Better than
deadly
force.
And that's where we need to be. And the Pentagon, which is a warrior force fighting enemy combatants on the other side of the world, is actually spending a lot of money to get this technology. Why would we not be urgently trying to introduce this into American policing? Why are we in 2015? This is a conversation that's been going on for decades. And we have basically various vendors trying to run around and sell technologies that are far from where we need to be. And I would hope the president, there's a commission now on policing.
Yeah.
This needs to be at the top of that agenda.
Former New York City police officer and prosecutor Eugene O'Donnell of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, thanks for weighing in. And listeners, you can as well at hearnow.org.